It's now time for our week two locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, helping you get set for week two of high school football on Friday night. And we start things off here with Donovan West and first-year head coach John Paolino. It is presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, just kind of an initial thought from your first game as the head coach. It was a tough out on the road at Washington County. Tigers able to get the win 46-0. You kind of have a few days now to kind of sit on it and digest it, maybe watch a little bit extra film on it. But just when you kind of have that extra time, what were some key takeaways and an overall thought or two from that game last week?
So that game was obviously rough for us. We're very young. They're pretty solid. That little running back, I can't remember his name, that little fullback, he's a tough kid there. As far as my team's concerned, there's a lot of coaching, rookie coaching errors I made, first game of the season. The boys were in the spot. Fundamental wise, we have to tighten up a lot. Like I said, coaching wise, we have to tighten up a lot. Too much, too fast for them. So, going back to the old phrase, keep it simple, silly, kiss. So that's kind of how I looked at the last game. I overcomplicated things when they didn't need to be, and didn't have my boys in their best spots. So I'll take that one on a 10 as a rookie coach. That's kind of where I'm at with last week's game.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the transition now from week one to week two. How have the guys bounced back in practice this week, getting set for a good Care Paravel team? Do you feel like you've seen some improvements in the transition from that week one to week two game now? Do you see it kind of improving with your team?
Absolutely. We I don't like to do a lot of contact in practice, but as young as we are, we don't have much of an option. So this week has just been knocking heads all week, getting the boys motivated, getting them back into it after such a big loss. You know, it's kind of hard at times, but they're bought in, and we're coming back this week.
Now, just kind of continuing back from that week one loss, was there a player or two that maybe stood out to you a little bit that might have exceeded maybe your expectations going in on maybe how well they played?
Yes, young freshman defensive end, Lucas Edie. He was flying around the ball, giving 110% the whole game. Didn't matter what the score was. He's a tough young man, tough individual, mentally and physically. He impressed me. Outside of that, the boys were there. They did what they could, did what they can. He was probably the only standout this week that I could see.
We're talking with first-year Donovan West head football coach John Paolino. Our locker room chats continue. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and talk about the Mustangs' Week 2 matchup, a road trip to Care Paravel, and we'll talk about it when we come back on KNZA. We continue on with our locker room chats here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tabman with you, joined by John Paolino, Donovan West, first-year football coach. After a loss to Washington County, they turned the page to week two, Friday night, road trip to Care Paravel. Coach, this is the Care Paravel team, a private school, you know, out of Topeka. Last couple years, they've given Axtell, two-time defending champs, their best game, and they took Axtell into the fourth quarter, and it was tied in their week one matchup, but ultimately Axtell able to get the win. This ain't going to be an easy out. What do you see from Care Paravel, and what kind of matchup do you expect this week?
They're fast, very fast, very disciplined. They're very big, very strong. It'll be a tough outing. We're going to give them 110%, fly around the ball, and just go from there, kind of see how we play. Our mentality is there this week. We've grinded all week, 5:30 practices in the morning, just to keep it going, film in the afternoons just so we can prepare for these guys. They are they're big and they're fast, and we're going to go out there and give them everything we have.
Yeah, is there a similarity or maybe at least a similarity or a difference, you know, that you're going to see with Care Paravel compared to Washington County, maybe scheme-wise or physicality, as you mentioned? Like, maybe what's a similarity and a difference that you're going to see between those two teams?
The speed and the physicality. The physicality will be the same. They look to be a tad faster than Washington County. So we're gonna have to keep up with their speed, control the edges, keep that wily quarterback from getting loose. Because when that young man gets loose, boy, it's problems. And he gave Axtell fits, from what I could tell on the film, he gave Axtell fits time and time again. So just, you know, the difference between them and Washington County, like I said, the speed, the same as the physicality. Washington County was a very physical team. And they both well coached, same as Washington County. Very well coached. You can see it in the fundamentals, in the routes they run, in the blocking they do. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch the game, but there's a lot of pancake blocks, a lot of hard hits. That was Care Paravelle brings the wood, and we've got to match that energy.
Donovan West head football coach John Paolino joining us here on our locker room chats, getting set for week two of high school football on Friday night. D West on the road to take on a tough Care Paravelle Lions squad. Coach, we appreciate it very much. As always, good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.